Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is March the 18th, 2016, as we are continuing on the March Madness marketing campaigns that we're running for the month of March. I'm hoping that everyone is paying attention and have taken copious notes from last week when we were talking about the March Madness marketing campaign that you could run for your business. And this is going to be a great topic because we want to make sure that you are really maximizing the moment and the opportunity that is at hand. Now, as we just get through with all of the campaigns that you notice has been running throughout this week, St. Patrick's Day was yesterday, and a lot of other things that everybody was doing. We had Pi Day, which is P-I Day, which is basically a mathematical day for Monday. We celebrated that. And all the campaigns that's being running. Now, here's the question, ladies and gentlemen. Are you running your business effectively, and are you putting together strategic campaigns that's going to draw traffic to your website, as well as, if you have a brick-and-mortar location, to your location where you are? Well, if the answer is no, Ed, I don't have enough, then it's time to start focusing on the things that we can do today to draw more traffic to our website as well as to our locations where we are. And no matter where you are in the country, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter where you're located or what you have on your website or what website business you have. All that matters is how you're attracting the customers to your site or your potential target market to your site. If you understand your target market, marketing your market will be much easier to continue on a regular basis. This has to be done daily. Your content, we already talked about that, has to be consistent, and it has to make sure it makes sense, and then your marketing campaigns or promotions that you're running each week have to say the same thing. So if you're putting together something, if you have put together something on a level, that's great. I want to go into today in our topic of today's show. We want to talk about more on the March Madness marketing campaign that you can run for the rest of this month, March 2016, and what can we do effectively, ladies and gentlemen, to draw the revenues that we're looking to generate every week. Now, if you put together some great strategic campaigns and you have a team of people, because you know you have to have a team together, everyone achieves more, a team of people to help you put it together, and also share with your customers, your guests, exactly what it is you do and educate them. Let them be your spokesperson for your campaign. Let them share the information, whether it's on social media, whether you're doing, remember I shared with you before, video. If you're doing one of those on YouTube or any other section, you want to make sure you have that noted. If you're putting information in any of the newsletters or newsleaf papers in your community, in your area, you want to make sure people talk about that as well. So you have great opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, to really get this done without spending a whole lot of money. I keep saying this, you cut costs by not doing a whole lot, but just doing a little bit to make a whole lot. That's what it's all about. You're doing a little bit to make a whole lot. So if everybody does that, and do their part and help you build it and put it together on a strategic level, ladies and gentlemen, you can make massive income without having to worry about it. Here's what I'm sharing with you. On this show, we do every week on GTE Professional Network Radio, we have special guests, and then we also let the business owners to talk about their opportunities, what they've done successfully to encourage others. Well, if you look at the platform that we've put together on this show, me as a web designer and marketing person and also a consultant in reference to helping businesses build and grow their network everywhere they do business, whether we work with small businesses, churches, or nonprofit organizations, it's all about collaborating or co-oping together, putting together a mass network. How do we do that? Well, you already have a potential group of people who are following you today. Well, how do I increase that level of volume? What level of contacts do you have? And how are you addressing and helping your contacts? Are you helping others get what they want as you get what you want? It has to be a win-win scenario, ladies and gentlemen, in order for people to follow you and do what's necessary to help you grow. Growth is a community event. Growth is a global event. If you look at it on this scale, ladies and gentlemen, you can grow. There is no limit. Is there a ceiling on any kind of growth that you want to put together or do? No, it isn't. So you must understand that you have to be the factor toward growth, meaning that you have to grow yourself, grow your business, understand others, and help them grow along with you. Only growing people connect together and grow together on a mass scale. Everyone's growing. Guess what happens? You grow. Everything happens faster, quicker, and it won't take long. But if you don't have a lot of you guys growing, then you're going to have a hard time getting there. So you must take the initiative to understand marketing, your business, campaigns you need to run each week, getting the feedback from your customers and guests and your vendors, and also promoting it, setting up events. What events are you doing currently right now, this weekend? What events have you put together towards your business? Make your business eventful, promotional, and also marketable, so that way others can basically get a chance to jump on the bandwagon. If you got something unique that's different, that's going to explain what's going on in the marketplace and helping others to do the same thing or grow with you, then guess what? You'll have a whole massive number of people following you, whether it's social media, no matter which social site you're on, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you can go on and on. You got Instagram, you got Google+, you have so many, Tumblr and all the rest of them. What are you doing consistently on a daily basis on your campaigns that you're running for your business? This is the livelihood, and this is part of the business aspect that you must do on a regular, consistent basis. This is your lifeline. This is what you have to do to feed it every day. And the funds and generation that you're making, are you managing your funds properly and your money properly to continue to grow? If you're not and you're always hurting or lacking thereof, it's going to take a longer time, ladies and gentlemen, to build a successful network and business, because you don't have the necessary tools to build. And what tools are you using today to build your business? Are you using the old-fashioned tools that's no longer necessary or no longer working? Are you using broken tools, tools that's just not going to do the job for you? What are you putting together, and who are you following, and who are you aspiring to become in your business? And what type of people do you want around your business? And how many fans do you have in your business? It's always good to know how many fans or how many people that's really excited for you to cheer you on as you hit the finish line. This is a marathon, ladies and gentlemen, not a race. So if you run in a marathon, everybody wins, no matter how long it takes the person to get there. You have to be that winner that wants to continue no matter what, not giving up, but continuing on until you reach the finish line. This year, 2016, is an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to do just that. So you must want to continue on building, networking, helping others, as you help yourself, and educating yourself and others along with you. This is how you need to continue to grow, continue to feed your business on a regular scale. So we talked about the five P's of marketing. We talked about people, product, price, place, promotion. So when you talk about the five P's of marketing, all you're looking at if you're an internet-based business is people, product, and price. Your place, website, internet-based, and your promotions, whatever promotion campaigns that you're running on a regular, consistent basis. Do you have coupons? Do you have something for them to fill out? Are you offering something? Are you giving some incentives? Do you have something to just share with the mass media right now or the mass market right now? You have to share feed both. The mass media, what you can basically do is give them information in reference to what it is you do. What are your PR campaigns looking like? And also, do you have a marketing kit and a media kit put together for your business? And so that way others can know exactly what you got going on and what events you're hosting or posting for your company. Small businesses have to continue this on a regular basis. It doesn't take a whole lot to get it done either. But we have to be diligent, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be vibrant with it, and we have to be explosive with it. And when I mean explosive, I mean talking about blowing it up, getting it out there, and continuing on aggressively in the marketplace until you reach the level you want to reach. And help enough people get the information, get the things that they need, and don't be lackadaisical with it, but be on a use urgency and have urgency in the mix when it comes to getting things out. You know, that's what I love about some of the slogans you hear out here in the marketplace and what's going on in the marketplace with certain companies. You know, in the door and out by 20, out by 4, 24, whatever they call it, you want to make sure you get it out. If you're an e-commerce site and you have products that you're selling on your website, you want to be that person to get it out as quickly as possible. And especially for your good paying customers and customers that's going to continue to buy into what you do because you're giving them what? Quality service. And the Q is always good when it comes to your business. Are you optimizing to your Q service or are you not up to par with the Q service? You must make sure your Q service is top notch, golden, clean, and to the point. Getting it out there at a timely fashion. When you say you're going to get it out, whatever days it takes to get it out, you have to mathematically know what that number is and how long it would take from point A to point B to get it to the next person or to the next guest and then get their feedback from it once you follow up with them. The fortune is always in the follow-up. If you follow up properly, you're going to win and you will achieve the goal that you're looking for. So these are some tips and tools that we're going to be sharing with you here on GTE, Professional Network Radio. And, guys, again, you can always advertise on our show. $25 a month to just basically advertise your product or service on our show while we stand live. Every Friday, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, you can always call into our show, area code 909-202-8717. So you now understand exactly what you must do on a regular, consistent basis to build and grow your network in the area where you do business. But are you connecting and are you collaborating and co-oping with key companies or key people strategically in your area that can help you get to the next level? Well, if you are, congratulations. If you have not yet, what is taking you so long to do so? Why haven't you stepped out there yet? Only fear, false evidence appearing real, can only hinder you if you allow it. So you must be able to understand exactly what you have to do on a regular, consistent basis, day by day, in season, out of season, what you have to do to continue on. Are you a winner or are you a loser? Winners always find a way. And remember, the win formula is always important to use in your business. It's what's important now. If it's important now to do it, do it. If it's not, don't. So you have to continue on the mission, the path that's set before you in order to get to the next level. Remember, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a marathon. It is not a race. So you have to understand this is what we have to do consistently in order to get to the next level and in order to reach the number of people we want to reach in our target market. Understanding your target market, their behaviors, mannerisms, and things that's going to help you, help them, help yourself. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm real excited for today. This is a great Friday, Freedom Friday, as we continue on our growth series for the March Madness growth marketing that we're going to be teaching everyone on the campaigns, how to run your successful campaigns, when to run the campaigns, what days to run them. I should say you should run your campaigns every week, from week to week. That's the best way if you really want to, what you call, get aggressive with it and really all-out stops, leaving no stones unturned, covering all your bases every week, from week to week, Sunday through Saturday. You should have a campaign running for that week of what promotions you're going to be putting out there to bring in traffic, to draw in the revenue that you're looking to get on a regular weekly basis. Also, too, your content on your website has to be consistent with the products and services that you're providing, and then also on any marketing materials that you put together, flyers, brochures, business cards, and so forth. Are you putting it out in the community? Are you sharing with everybody you come in contact with? Are you letting people know what it is you do? So it's up to you, no one else but you, to do the right thing for you. You do it right, you win. You do it the other way, of course you know the answer to that. So your goal is to make sure you're doing it on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen, and follow your passion, follow your heart, do what's necessary to win. Do not stop, do not quit, continue on. As we have done continually on this show, each and every week, we share with you guys tools and tips on how to build and grow your network, as well as have, again, other people to come onto the show to share with you other opportunities and things that have helped them to gain control and momentum in the marketplace. Your goal is to build momentum in the marketplace. Once you've built momentum in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, then it becomes much easier to get to the level that you want to get to. So you have to make the decision. You have to determine yourself, where do you want to be in the next 6 months? Where do you want to be? As we are closing out the first quarter, what's going to happen for you for the second quarter? What's going to happen for you for the third quarter? Fourth quarter? What are you looking at? So every 90 days, ladies and gentlemen, you want to do a stretch every 90 days. Then you look at your results at the end of the 90th day. You will see exactly which way you're going. Whether up or down, left or right, straight or backwards, you want to know. So you have to make sure you define where you want to be, who you are, and to whom you want to help in the level of growth when it comes to the marketplace. What do you want to see different in the marketplace that you haven't seen yet? What are your competitors are doing? What are they doing that's great? What are they doing that's not so great? What can you do to do better than what they've done? And why would people buy from you or do business with you? What makes you different from everyone else? That's the question to ask yourself. Again, ladies and gentlemen, growth. Become the expert. Learn as much as you can and share with others as you continue to grow. So that's the level that you want to continue to be on a regular, consistent basis. And you might want to make sure you want to keep that note down, ladies and gentlemen, as far as preparing, making preparation for your campaigns on a regular weekly basis. Building your networks and improving people's lives is our theme at DTE, Professional Network Radio. Building networks, improving people's lives. That's our theme. What is your theme? What is your slogan, your campaign? What are you representing? What is your mission? What name are you claiming for your company? Are you branding it? Are you putting it out there properly? Are you letting others know who you are in the marketplace? So you have to make sure that you build up and continue to build up your business on a regular, consistent basis. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great opportunity to just share with you some great tips real quick on how we can do to continue to build our network on a regular, consistent basis for the month of March as we continue on March Madness marketing campaigns for the month. And also for April coming up, we're going to be doing some great things on shows reference to our special guests and all the contacts that we've had built throughout this year and from last year, 2015, what we've done. Have you reviewed last year's results? What was it looking like? How did it come out? Did you win? Did you lose? Did you get to the level that you wanted to get? If not, you still got time. You still have time to get to the next level. You still have time to get it done. As long as you continue to stay focused, following one course until successful, until you complete the course or the task at hand. It's up to you again, ladies and gentlemen. How do you want to get there? So I just wanted to show you that and help you to really focus on what's important today in reference to building and growing a mass network. Does it take a lot? Yes. If it was really easy, everybody would be at a certain level today. But unfortunately, everybody's not. This country, what we're doing here in the United States and what we're doing here in Houston, Texas, as well as back home in my city, Chicago, and every other city I interact with and continually to build and help them on level, is to make sure that you all get one thing clear, is that it's going to take a team effort to get to the next level. Volume comes when you have a number of people buying into your product or service on a regular, consistent basis. Volume. It's all about volume. How much volume do you want to generate each month? Do you have a closeout, a sellout deal? Do you want to sell out? Yes, you do. As much inventory as you have, sell out. So you have to make the decision and determination factor. Do you want to sit there and pout about it, or do you want to get up and do something about it? It's up to you, again. It's you incorporated. It's all about you, selling you. Product and information sell itself. What about you? So focus on that and focus on you. Learn, educate yourself, build your network, continue to help as many people as you help yourself. So, guys, I'm really excited to share this thought with you today. I'm glad for you all for tuning in each week on here on GTE Professional Network Radio. It's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for us to all continue to grow and help each other. That's the focus and my goal for this year, 2016, is to help as many people as I can to help them grow to the next level. Getting to the point that you want to get to and bringing others along is always a party. What kind of party do you want to have? A big one. Where do you want to have it? Anywhere in the world. There you go. Now you understand. Let's do it, build it, continue to grow, and continue to educate yourself as well as others around you. And then again, ladies and gentlemen, you got to develop the leader within you before you can develop the leaders in others. So you want to make sure you get yourself taken care of and situated first before you can do it helping anybody else. So with that being said, I'm really thankful for everybody for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and it's always been a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. Until next week, we're going to have some great things and topics to talk about as we continue on our March Madness marketing campaigns that we're going to be running on a regular weekly basis for each week that we're here on this show. So I want to thank you. Tune in next week, and we're going to have some great topics and more to talk about on the level. So again, keep building the faith, and ladies and gentlemen, keep building your dreams.